Is this thing on? All the fun we're going to have. Testing. Testing. Welcome one, welcome all to this deranged night. Each one of you, a member of the League of Villains or some other twisted organization, or perhaps you belong to no one but yourself. It doesn't really matter, does it? Either way, you found yourself here. You found yourself among friends and chaos and whatever you'd like to call this, but I'd like to call it the Villain Auction. You see, tonight has to do with a very special guest. The former top hero and most strange riser of the ranks. This cute little captive right here, who I captured myself. Someone who thought they were so much better than everyone in this room. They thought we were nothing more than distractions they could take down, placing us all in captivity at one time or another. We need revenge. But revenge is something often served hot or cold, but this is different. I thought it would be terrible to stoop to the level of just keeping them captive. No, this is so much more personal to so many of us, isn't it? Would you look at that? Someone's already gotten greedy and tried to go against the rules of this fair auction. You don't understand, do you? Now you've got a bullet between the eyes. We have to be civilized, don't we? Otherwise, everything will get all messy, bloody even, like that smear on the wall now. Bloodshed can be avoided, but only if you play by the rules. This is a legitimate auction. This lovely, somewhat deranged hero that we're going to be giving to the highest bidder is going to be exactly what you think, the prize to win by the end of the night, and not for anyone to lay their grubby hands on, not even once, or you'll end up like this stupid idiot. Oh, but how rude of me. How could we not introduce the one that you've all been seething to meet? You've been waiting for this moment for half of your lives, I'm sure. The pro hero, who's always been that cute thorn in our side. I, for one, have always enjoyed that contrast, the other side that completes the villainy. That source of justice that I just want to take down a notch. The hero that made our lives hell for years to come. The one, the only, this one right here. The most famous hero since All Might. Don't look at me that way. I wouldn't want you to get any funny ideas. I've taken care of every little detail. Then none of these fuckers will be able to hurt you, so long as I'm here for it. Aren't I considerate, considering how much you haven't been to all of us? But you look cute tied up like that. Maybe you like being in this position, or maybe you think that you can have a cheeky escape. Either way, sorry to disappoint you, doll, but for now at least, you're our captive audience. Can't you see it? All the deranged psychopaths you locked behind bars that I got out for this reason and this reason alone. Well, now, that wasn't very nice of you. And after I purposefully left you unrestrained. I wouldn't do too much, though. If you make me really angry, you might lose your head.
Doll, be careful what you wish for.
If we're all going to be bidding on this individual of all things, what is the stipulation, the currency, and otherwise?
Yes, one of our celebrity guests is so gracious to speak up. You see, it's less like a give and take, just an auction of currency, and more how you can sway their heart. An auction of love, if you will. You see, much like stocks and prices, this is not something you can buy. After all, how fucked up would it be if you could buy someone's life? That would be terrible. I would never believe in something like that. You're only investing in them. You see, this gorgeous hero among all these villains, you're going to have a portion of time to convince them to be yours. Or maybe it's not even going to be that organized. And maybe it's going to be a tug of war, of romance unhindered, of chaos, until their mind snaps like a twig. And we have them as a fun little revenge plot. But revenges are always so bland. Why not love among the ashes? As much as they've ruined our plans, maybe they'll enjoy being that tug of war, that deranged psychopath among all of us.
So you're suggesting that among everything we're going to play with them, their body, heart, mind, and soul as a toy until nothing's left but what we want it to. A so to speak shareholding of their love.
Yes, Mr. Todoroki. Exactly as you say. Might I say that patricide of yours, what you did to your father was exquisite, and ever since you've been running this city right into the ground, a man after my own heart. Oh, it's been glorious how heroes have been quivering in their boots, barely able to leave their homes, and even then, are they really safe from us? Where are my manners? There's some other celebrity guests here, aren't there? Isn't that right, Kotsky? The former hero?
Another word, and I light this place up.
You, Izuka Midoriya, most deranged fucker in this city. I don't want to hear it from you. I'm a saint compared to what you've done.
And whose fault is it that I even got involved in all this, huh? I should kill you right now.
No. There's no need for violence. We're above that, aren't we? It's just a matter of time now. Till everyone gets here and speak of the devil, Kurogiri resounding the League of Villains, or what's left of them here. Say hello to our old friends. Frenemies, whatever you'd like to call it.
We arrive, my master.
Always a stickler to the rules. Where's your own identity, Kurogiri? That's why I destroyed half of you. No hard feelings. Of course, that would be an understatement, wouldn't it? Certainly now we can get along, can't we? You've forgiven me for almost killing you, haven't you, Shigaraki?
So that's where we've become. A place like this. You think that you can explain and shame and take control, but are you really, Izuku?
Not even I can answer that. It would be unfair if I had an unfair advantage. The only thing I have is security of my life, just like anyone else would do in this situation. If anyone goes for me, then your precious revenge is stolen from you by me when my heart stops.
It's ingenious, isn't it? No one can touch me. Just like it's always been that one step ahead situation. I do so love to pick fights with you all. It'd be a shame if you hated me enough to go and act on it. Like that idiot who smeared across the wall.
I guess it really does take a deranged lunatic to lead us all, huh? But I don't think you're a leader, Izuku.
Oh, you're free to question me. After all, Kiri, we used to be classmates. What kind of graduate and former friend would I be if I didn't listen to criticism? If I don't seem worthy of your time, worthy of this situation, then you can walk out that door right there. Just don't be surprised if it's not where you think it is. I did have to covertly sneak most of you here. So I'm sure that you don't know where you are exactly. My captive audience among a captive audience. Now, as the guest of honors appear, what happens next, I wonder? And you must be wondering too. This one right here, who has willingly given themselves up to this twisted little auction for their own satisfaction. Or maybe self-satisfaction is more accurate. You see, I cut a deal with this hero, this thorn in our sides, to come here willingly, at the expense that all of us wouldn't be on the streets. I know what you're thinking, I couldn't contain all of you, right? No, I can't. But surely a fair trade is a fair trade, and a consenting contract does have its stipulations, so all of you, no matter where you think you're going or where you want to escape to, I've secured a plan. After all, you kind of need a country, don't you? In order to have your villainy, in order to have your wealth, your power, your everything. And I've developed something so amazing for all of us that will keep us in line no matter what. Somewhere, a place none of you could possibly know. And even if you do, it wouldn't change anything. I've developed something with the good old doctor that I stole away. You see, this thing that we've made, it could destroy the very world itself if I wanted it to. And every single one of you would be just as powerless as a baby. Yes, I'm threatening all of you. I see that look on your face. The world is my hostage. And you can feel it. If I press this button, or you call my bluff, the world right now ends. Those looks of desperation, not a single one of you wants to believe me, and I love that. But to keep us off the streets, as this cute hero wants, I've made a deal. In order to keep this madness contained, if so much as one of you steps out of here, the world itself ends. So, your only form of entertainment is this one. This selfish little hero among all these villains. As for each other, I don't care if we do some wonderful process of elimination. As you've seen, I don't care about any of your lives, not even one. I only care about this one. We have such a storied history. Some of you have sentimental connections to me, but truthfully, what does it matter as long as I have my doll? So you either opt in, you die, or you live. Either way, villainy is changed forever until I change my mind.
So that's what's going on here. You want to contain us all, and it's all this one's fault, huh? I can't believe we used to date. You want the hero path, and I want the villain. What does that mean now, babe?
Not so fast, Kotsky.
You You gonna stop me, Ezekiel?
No, of course not. Why would I bother? I told you, you just have to make sure that there's a controlled chaos. No one hurts the precious commodity. Otherwise, I hurt the world. It might be here, it might be there, it might be all of us and the whole thing. Either way, all of you monstrosities will be civilized from here on out.
And every time you think that you can boss us around, what if I just take a portal out of here? You're really going to destroy the world, and you want me to believe that?
No, of course not. You're welcome to try me. But just don't be surprised if everyone here doesn't like the idea of you doing that. Because not everybody is convinced that I won't do it. Some people know me just a little bit more intimately, and I think you're one of them, aren't you, Tamura? Or should I say Tenko?
You're awfully confident. I almost like it if you weren't using it against me. Fine, I'll play for now.
This madness. I swear every time. You think you can boss us around, don't you?
I wouldn't get on my bad side. Just take it out on them. They did subject themselves to this willingly. Here's the contract. Here's the consent form. Here's everything needed. The P's and Q's all crossed and dotted. Guess the reign of crime ends here. In the reign of stupendously inglorious moments for you will begin. Look at you, doll, rising on the ground like that, in your rope. Oh, saying such mean words after I did everything you agreed to. What's the matter? Don't you love me anymore? I certainly feel the love for you. That's why I got you so much love in this room. Revenge is the most inglorious love. But doll, you're going to look so good with all these hands on you. You might as well just admit you love it. You did agree to my terms, didn't you? Oh, that must be it. You wanted all this attention from those you've put down for years and years as the biggest pro hero to perhaps ever exist since All Might.
Hey, you. Remember when you threw me in the slammer? Well, maybe I'll have to get some sweet revenge. You always did have those eyes for me, didn't you? You should face it, you always did like the way I blow the city up.
You're so cute when you're tied up. I almost didn't remember you like this. Since I switched sides, we hadn't talked much, but I missed you. Maybe you missed me too.
All of this nonsense, and yet still here we are. Hope you don't get dusted. Otherwise, we're all doomed. What about the rest of it? You've hated me for a long time, and the feeling's mutual. So let's see how far that goes, shall we?
Good, good! Now you're all getting into it. Now things are getting interesting. Just relax, doll. Relax and leave everything to all of these deranged, maddened people. Your quivering lips do tell a lot, don't they? So many things about you.
Don't let your legs shake too much. It doesn't suit you, does it? Careful what questions you answer. If you could talk at all.
So cute. So cute, I could ravage you right now. But you would like that too much, wouldn't you?
The honesty reverberates through your body, and I enjoy watching you writhe. You prefer the hot, fiery revenge, or the cold little torture. Of course, either way, I'll be gentle with you. Understood? A gentleman must always keep up his appearances and his performance.
You will make an interesting little waste of time until I figure out how to outsmart this guy.
Oh, you. You're so interesting when you think that you can get the upper hand on me after I've been running this world for how long?
Keep trying to dust me, though.
Just relax. I'm sure everything will work out for you somehow. Just don't get your hopes up for ever escaping here. That would be pretty beauty cool, wouldn't it? But staying here, why, that would be beauty cruel, wouldn't it?
Oh, where do you think we should begin? You seem to be enjoying all your attention, aren't you, doll? Ah, I knew you would. You would warm up to this after you sign those contracts. Just don't regret your choice. Don't break contract. You have to show all of us that honest expression. And if you ever get caught lying, well, bye-bye world. No, that's too harsh, isn't it? Maybe this time, I'll let you off with something easy. Maybe your punishment will be something to make everything more intense, every feeling amplified 1,000 times. I'm sure you could appreciate that. After all, you have such a big heart that you came here sacrificing yourself so everyone in the world can live safe out there while you live in here with us. I guess calling it an auction wouldn't really suit it, would it? A bunch of crazies vying for your heart. I wonder what happens when you finally break. Oh, and do try and hold on to things. You wouldn't want to make it too easy, would you? That would be boring, wouldn't it? That expression, that face, I'll burn it into my memories forever. Like I burn every thought, every word into you. Just like this. Do you just like getting stepped on? Or are you just some kind of perverted girl? Aw, look at you. My foot. These dirty shoes on that fucking cunt. How far you've fallen. And just for me. Of course, the captive audience, too. It'd be no fun if I couldn't claim you in front of all of them.
You look real nice when you're squirming like that. Look at these thighs. I always wanted to get in these. All those times we used to date. We never got a chance, did we? Right now. Maybe I'll make up for lost time when you betrayed me. Fuck. But you don't deserve the worst, do you? Even I got a heart. So I'll be nice and gentle to these thighs.
Well, well, well. This midsection is looking mighty fine. You feel these fingers all over you. These lewd intentions building up. But you're not so innocent yourself, are you? Not such a model hero now. I never thought I'd get to taste you like this.
See?
Everything's going so well, wouldn't you say?
I love the feeling of touching you wherever I want, shoving greedy hands and dicks aside. Because for you,
this was all for you. All of it was always to satisfy, to make you feel alive, doll. I know this is what you wanted. I know this is everything to you. Yes. All along, you've nonstop been so unbearably pent up. You've spent your entire life living for others. Why not be selfish for once? Isn't that the least I could do to my fold? The only one able to reach my level, and perhaps the whole world? Isn't that also a form of love? Tell me, how pent up is this pretty little pussy? How many times did you wish to lose just to end up here? You signed that contract and I saw that look in your eyes. You've always wanted to be a villain's plaything. That's why you were such a strong hero, isn't it? You always wanted to lose, but you wanted to lose to the most deplorable, most deliberate, and most powerful man in the world. You wanted to lose to me, didn't you? You love this, don't you? That's the admittance, is it? In that gaze, the feeling of those hands on you. This suits you much better. And finally, you'll be able to figure out how to be selfish for once. Look at you twitch. Is that the excitement of all those years pent up? The way that you never could touch yourself, the way a villain could touch you, could make you feel. Savor it, focus on it. And while every inch of your body is violated in the way that you consented to, desired to, and begged for it, then, after it's all done, I'll hold you in my arms and cherish my dull, broken, battered, and filled with cum all over.
Your honesty shows so well. The more I touch you, the more I lick you. Oh, telling of a sign, such a hero fallen from grace. You get off to that corruption, don't you? Ah, confess to your crimes, yes. Yes. Be sure to appreciate all this spoiling on your body.
Your skin tastes nice as I can remember. Look at you. You're just asking for a nice little tongue fucking lashing, that sweet cunt. Squirming only makes it worse, you know.
Or it makes it better. It all depends, doesn't it? Your sweat smells nice on you.
Why hold back when you're begging for more? How badly do you want to be stuffed? I wonder.
I wonder.
All of these extras are not knowing their place. I'm afraid right here, all of this belongs to me. All of you and that heart of yours. I know deep down there's no one else. No one else you could see like me. No one else you could feel like me. And the more you try and justify that there's not, the more that someone else tries to compete, it only makes you that much wetter for me. Doesn't it? Struggling against your own instincts is impossible. And I want to make sure you understand that on such a primal level. Yes. Oh, yes. Won't you cease those habitual lies you've been forced into as a hero, a symbol of justice? Those unfair rules that bound you, that unfair world that kept you lying to yourself that you don't like this feeling, that you didn't crave this. You can pretend, of course, if you want, but the more you do, the more my cock's sliding right against you, nice and wet with pree and whatever you're leaking. Honesty has a way of coming to the surface, doesn't it? What's your excuse for this, hero? You feel it, don't you? You feel everything I crave you to feel, and more. God, I could never get enough of this feeling, and you want it, don't you? And who am I to deny you, doll? Who am I to stop you? All of this was for you. Every last bit. Let's see how many cocks you can take in that slutty little body.
So that's what you're doing, huh? Creepy old Sasuke Midoriya.
Are you really surprised? Look at what's going on. I guess we're going to just make this a bit of a Bukkake show. I haven't done this in a while, but I suppose it's something. You're both gonna be a mess. Look at me, yeah? You like watching me stroke my cock, right? That lewd display you're putting on for all of us right in front of the crowd, huh? Oh, that's beauty cruel of you not to invite me inside you.
So this is what's come to. You getting a mess, and you probably don't even know who's touching you right now, do you?
Oh, don't be shy on my behalf. Let's ravage this hero. Of course she's in need of it. Oh, yes. Ah, so good. So good. Do you like me twitching inside so much? You certainly feel that way. And you sound that way too, doll. Yes. You take it so fucking well, yeah? Oh, and all the danger. One wrong move and everything goes up in flames. I love it. You're such a good danger slut, aren't you?
Look at me if you dare. Grinding against this, yes, you can feel it, can't you? Every detail, every vein in my cock. I want you to feel it.
Your noises are barely human. In fact, the way that you writhe is so becoming, so pertinent. I can't take my eyes off. You take digs so well, don't you?
Writhing on cocks suits you, doesn't it? I like watching that look on your face. It's so becoming of such a fucking whore. You're going to enjoy this, aren't you? Do it for me.
I like to see that look on your face. Yeah? I like how your body twitches. How you get pulled each way like a tug of war of pure fucking lust. How does it feel, hero? How does it feel, baby?
Oh, yes. You shook me down so fucking well for someone so righteous. What if I make you all mine after all? All these angry villains wishing they could be me inside you. Oh, doll, you're so cute like this.
Watching you get clapped like this has a certain satisfaction to it. Seeing my arch nemesis on the ground moaning like that. Moan more, won't you? Moan more. You're so goddamn hot like this. Maybe we should move you around. Play musical chairs with that pussy.
You think I would share so easily? You're a fool, aren't you? Ah, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to fill you up. What a fallen hero. You're such a good girl, aren't you?
You want it, yeah? You want me to come all over you, bitch? Oh, fuck.
You take it so well, inside and out, don't you?
Oh, you look so good like this.
I can't wait to come on you next. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beauty cooler made to come without asking first, but you look good with all that cum all over your body, baby.
Oh, yes. I could douse you and this stuff you with it do so many more things. But this is just the appetizer, isn't it?
You're going to enjoy it, aren't you? Being taken in the best and worst way imaginable. Enjoy it while it lasts, won't you?
Yes. Look at you writhing in pleasure. You're so good, aren't you? So good at taking cocks.
There we are, puppy. Such a sticky mess you are. Exactly how I planned it. How you wanted it, right? When you signed that contract, you knew exactly what you were getting into. And you've saved the world, haven't you? At least from all of us. But what happens without you and without us? It should counterbalance just fine, shouldn't it? But what happens next, I wonder? How many times until you really lose your mind. It'll be beautiful, doll. And I look forward to it so much.